Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Business rock stars. Now we'll head over to the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco with Tui Vu.
Hey there, thanks, and welcome to Scale the Wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. Our guest today is Dilawar Sayed, president of Freshdesk. Its cloud-based customer support platform is designed to allow companies of all sizes to provide great customer service. Freshdesk makes it easier for brands to talk to their customers, as well as make it simpler for customers to get in touch with businesses. Dilawar, good to see you.
Likewise, good to see you again.
Well, Freshdesk has been around for, about 5 years now, right?
Almost 6 years.
Now. Almost yes, 6 years. Yes. How many employees do you have?
So we are globally more than 900 people. Across five different offices. Our founding location, Chennai, India. We're headquartered here in San Bruno, California, and Berlin, London, and Sydney.
Wow, that's a good number of countries
correct,
under your belt.
How
many businesses have signed up?
So we have more than 100,000 customers. These are companies of all sizes, some of the larger companies that you're aware of. You know, SolarCity right in our vicinity, you know, 3M, as well as from a lot of long sort of tail businesses, small, medium businesses in the mainstream economy that we're also serving.
Yeah. So prior to Freshdesk, you were a CEO at a media group that launched social and digital brands in the Turkish market, the Yonca Media Group, and that's where I first met you
correct,
a number of
yeah,
years ago. What made you change course and do something now that focuses more on customer service?
So, you know, my experience at Yonca was, you know, was incredible. It was a consumer tech, and we were in emerging markets. And let me tell you, it gets as consumer as it can be in an emerging world market, which is much more fickle. You have these teeming millions of young users who are fairly fickle in their adoption of social products.
Yeah.
So I got this amazing consumer experience. Prior to my career, I was actually in enterprise. I was at Siebel before I went to Yahoo. So, you know, I had a blend of both enterprise and consumer tech. And I think Freshdesk is a mix of two. Our scale is almost near consumerish. We are engaging, or we are rather enabling 100,000 plus companies around the world, you know, and their customer service reps. And these are, you know, millions of consumers' service experiences we are impacting, yet we are building an enterprise product, right? So I sort of draw from both of my consumer tech and enterprise experience at Freshdesk.
You have a pretty unusual childhood. You went to a boarding school set up by the British. Tell us a little bit about that and how your childhood has shaped you and perhaps even inform what you do now on a global basis.
You know, it's interesting that you bring this up. I think, look, what I feel, I think relationships are key. Relationships are key to not only for us to be building businesses, but also what we do as part of our daily lives as a leader. So my experience of having grown up with a band of brothers, if you will, for almost 10 years, I didn't grow up in a household where there was a TV or anything. I mean, it was literally, we had each other.
At the boarding school.
At the boarding school, yeah. For almost a decade, and as a kid, you know, I very early on felt that the importance of the personal relationships, you know, was so crucial. So today, for example, you know, as we are scaling and as we are hiring talent, you know, of course, you know, we use services, but a lot of times I'm relying on folks that I know in the Valley, people that I've worked with, you know, formed relationships for a long time. Similarly, as we go and think about how do we launch a new business. We get advice from people that we build relationships. So I do think, you know, those experiences have had an impact on my worldview in terms of really making sure that, you know, the relationships, people's knowledge, their experiences, we can tap from. Because a lot of what we do here, Tui, you know, the playbook is almost obsolete, or if not redundant, you know, every 6 months or so. So you have to constantly make sure you stay fresh. And that's where people that you have stuck relationships with, who can spend time with you without any transactional expectation, can be very helpful.
I'm Tui Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, you can always go to npm.com. Our guest today is Dilawar Sayed, president of Freshdesk. And you're also very involved in civic activities. I know that you were on a commission under the Obama administration. Tell us about that, and why is being civically engaged so important to you?
Well, let me first share with you what the commission did and the work that it did. I had an incredible privilege. I was appointed by the president as a commissioner on this commission that advised the president of the White House on a whole range of public policy concerning the Asian American community. I focus in particular on entrepreneurship and small medium businesses because that's what I do for a living, and it was synergistic with my day job. And I spent, while I was running Yonja, you know, a decent part of my mind share engaging on behalf of the White House these immigrant entrepreneur communities across our entire country, not just here in the Valley, but also in the Midwest and as well as on the East Coast. And we were really connecting the dots between the federal government and programs post, you know, the financial crisis in 1998 to what the federal government was offering. That was a hugely impactful role. I felt, quite frankly, connected with people that I had never, communities that I had never engaged with. I mean, the Valley, we often have a very successful, you know, demography and talent group. But when you go outside this area, a lot of the traditional groups that we are in contact with, they are at a very different point in their journey as Americans. So it was in many ways a learning, but also a humbling experience. In terms of why I think it's important for entrepreneurs and leaders to do more, I actually genuinely believe that you've got to have passions outside your work. You know, startup life can consume you. It can. It requires the best of you. But it's very important that we don't forget what's around us. And by having outside passions and giving your energy, not only you're actually, you know, giving as you go, which is very important, and I think it's incumbent upon us, but you also learn in the process. I think, for one, I have been enriched by my experiences in my civic life that hopefully has helped me in a whole range of aspects of my leadership.
Well, clearly you're very busy with all your various activities. Share with us, then, three things that you do to stay productive, that you use or that you do.
Well, one, I would say, you have to be organized. You have to make sure that what are the important things that you focus. So I have a habit. I actually organize my week on a over the weekend. Like Sunday evening is when I step back and make sure that we know what are the key things that I am supposed to be working on with the team, and I have to make sure that we are all focused on the right things. So that's something you just do. That is table stakes. Secondly, I actually have this habit, which I have had it for a very long time, going back to my perhaps childhood days, and that is I like to walk and hike, and we are obviously blessed with some amazing outdoors in the Bay Area, and for me, you know, it's a great time to reflect. You know, hiking for me opens up a lot of things, almost like I'm decluttering my mind, and you can really start to focus on what really are the important things and step away from the, you know, daily grind of things. And third thing that I do in terms of, you know, being productive or making sure that I am being most effective with my areas that I'm focused on, I do talk to a lot of people as a sounding board. I wouldn't call out necessarily one person as a mentor. But I think it's important that not only we just focus on the list of activities, but also we are being more effective with it. So by having folks that I can rely on for sounding board, whether it's for messaging of a new product or thinking about engaging with our customers or hiring decisions. That's something I do do on a regular basis. It goes back to the relationship points. Mm-hmm. I have conversations weekly with colleagues and friends in the Valley, often on my way home or my way up to work. And so those are some of the things that I do as almost, fairly regular habits.
So that might actually overlap with this question I have for you, which is, what are a couple of pieces of advice that you would give to an aspiring entrepreneur or business owner?
Well, I think, there's some table stakes here, Tui, which is, one, of course, if you're launching a product, you want to make sure you have a product market fit. You want to make sure that, you have the right team in place and so forth. Those are, to me, are basics. That's not... That would not be a very profound piece of advice. That's what you got to do. But I would say, though, is that as you start to get your operation up and you start to launch a product, I think at the end of the day, you have to stay true to the value you're adding.
All right. We will end on that great piece of advice. Dilawar Sayed of Freshdesk, thanks for being here. Always great to see you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Tui.
All right. We will come back and talk more with Dilawar Sayed about some of the biggest obstacles and failures he's faced and how he scales the wall to success. The Scale the Wall is powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. I'm Tui Vu, and this is Business Rockstars. Rockstars.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a Reese and Irby's robot franchise, Bob.
Robots? What do they do?
They serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt in just 60 seconds with a choice of 6 tasty toppings. I've got robots in malls, movie theaters, and hospitals, and the franchisor secured these locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, managing my robots is simple. Each takes about 2 hours of maintenance a week, leaving me plenty of time to practice my short game.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like I need to get some Reese and Irby's robots.
Easiest employees you'll ever have. Just go to frailfranchising.com. Reese and Irby's will supply everything you need. They even secure you high traffic locations. Hey, where are you going?
To learn more about a Reese and Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more about your Reese and Irby's Froyo robot franchise opportunity, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 2828. froyofranchising.com, promo code 2828. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2828.
And now,
do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus. Call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Tui Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Markets. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, you can always go to npm.com. Small business owners always face challenges, and I will be discussing those challenges in this segment, how they face it, how they've overcame them, and how they scaled the wall to success. Joining me is Dilawar Sayed, president of Freshdesk. Its cloud-based customer support platform is designed to allow companies of all sizes to provide great customer service. Freshdesk makes it easier for brands to talk to their customers, as well as make it simpler for customers to get in touch with businesses. Dilawar, welcome.
Well, good to be here.
Well, you know, you've been at this for a while, but going on 6 years now, and there are lots of players in the customer service space. How do you go about differentiating yourself from them? What's the biggest challenge in all that?
Well, Tui, the reality is you're absolutely correct. Customer service is a category that is not brand new. It's been around for, in software space, probably a couple of decades, if not more. However, with the advent of cloud, which is really now how we are, as consumers, but also businesses, are consuming applications, there is a different expectation. And I think with Freshdesk, what we have done is we've brought to market a more refreshing, pun intended, modern approach. And this is a software that is designed to work for teams at companies of all sizes. Because in this age of social and mobile, it's not just the big companies who need to have good tool or good application to manage customer service. Even smaller companies are looking for software that is accessible to them. So we really try to democratize this customer service software, which has an experience that people find usable, given that you have a lot of almost millennials who are entering the customer service rep market as a labor force, and they want to be able to use software that is easy to use. But also, we are doing it at a price point which is affordable. So you're making it accessible to a lot more companies. Certainly, there are other parts of the market, but we do believe that when it comes to user experience, when it comes to affordability, when it comes to ease of setup, Freshdesk is an order of magnitude above the rest of our peers. And our growth that we've had in the last 5 years, rising to 100,000 plus customers, is obviously a reflection of that.
And prior to Freshdesk, you were CEO of a media group that focused on the Turkish market, Yonca Media Group. And also, you've worked at enterprise prior to that even. Have you had any failures in your entrepreneurial or business career, big or small? And how did you overcome it?
Well, I think failure and mistakes are part of life. And that's what it makes who we are as human beings, as professionals, entrepreneurs, as companies as well. I would say this, that I think, working in an international market, actually on the ground, that is a very growing up experience. It's one thing to be launching products here from Palo Alto or San Francisco, global products, and say, well, I'm going to solve the world's problem. But it's a totally different ballgame when you actually operate on the ground in an international market and you actually serve those customers. Now, Istanbul, Turkey is an amazing country. When I spent some time there, and I spent a good chunk of my my time at Yonja, being on the ground in a place where I don't have the cultural affinity necessarily, I don't speak the language, but I had to serve those millions of users. We were the one of the biggest properties in the country. And I learned very quickly that what it means to truly localize, what it means to truly connect with users. And not just that, but also as a business, hiring people from the local talent, you know, you have to almost let go of what you were taught here. You know, because let me tell you, some of those things are not necessarily universal. Yeah. So you learn a lot, and I think all those lessons have been very formative for me, if you will, as a leader today, as Freshdesk has a very global business.
How does that inform your work now at Freshdesk, that international experience?
Well, we have a global team.
Yeah.
You know, a big part of our company is based in Chennai, India, which is a 13.5-hour time difference. I have been used to now for many years to not having everybody that I work with under the same roof and having the time difference, as well as being mindful that all great people are coming from sometimes different backgrounds and different, you know, their experiences have been different, and you have to be appreciative of that. And I think you have to do time in order for you to really truly understand that. And how I, you know, as a leader here, I try to make sure that we're successful in this model is I'm very conscious of the people who bring on board, folks who can operate and thrive in this truly a global environment we have at Freshdesk.
I'm Tui Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, where we talk about the hard realities of failure in business. It's powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. With us is Dilawar Sayed, president of Freshdesk. All right, what are the three biggest lessons to learn in dealing with the challenges of starting or growing a business?
Three biggest challenges to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would just start with number one, with people.
The biggest lessons to learn. Sorry, my mistake.
Yes, biggest lessons to learn. I would start with people first. I think, at the end of the day, especially here in tech, a lot of what we do is a creation of individuals, talented, you know, creative folks. People is at the heart of what we do as startups. And if you don't have the right people, and if you don't have people who are motivated or who are fully aligned with your mission, doesn't matter how great a product you have, you will not be as successful. So one lesson is you have to, as a leader, you can never stop being a people leader, and that you have to spend a big part of your time focusing on that, whether it's recruiting, hiring, you know, optimizing the right organizations, and getting the people. That's one. Secondly, you know, many of us come in with a certain functional focus in our careers before that. In my case, I grew up as a product guy. You know, I was a product manager. Product is close to my heart. Today, a big part of what I do actually involves sales. And I remember I used to support sales. I never thought I would be selling. I thought I wasn't comfortable. But the reality is that's a big part of what I do, because that's how you engage with customers. And so you have to become comfortable of broadening your skill set and learning. And even though we may grow up with a certain you know, niche, but again, as a leader, you got to do all of that. And finally, I would say communication, communication, communication. Mm-hmm. And it is so especially important in a global organization like ours, where there's a time difference and there's, you know, such a large number of people who are involved. You have to constantly be aligning, making sure people understand what we're all about, what are we doing, what's happening here. And that's something, you know, as a fast-growing company, as a leader, that, you know, you have to be very, very mindful of.
Okay. All great advice. When do you sleep?
Well, I do sleep. I try to turn off by 11 p.m. and make sure that I get, you know, a good good rest, because there's a lot to be done on every single day.
There sure is. Always good to see you.
Likewise, too.
Dilawar Sayed, president of Freshdesk. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Join us every Friday as we scale the wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. I'm Tui Vu, and this is Business Rockstars.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Springtime pollen, it revives allergies for about a third of the population. But the sniffling never stops for 20 million Americans because of an indoor pest, dust mites. The microscopic mites multiply within carpets, furniture, fabric, and bedding. They're generally harmless, but can pose a serious risk for those with allergy-induced asthma.
It has to do with the proteins that are present on the mite as well as the droppings of the mite.
Allergy specialist Dr. Rohit Devekar says frequent dusting and vacuuming around the house can help. Your mattress may harbor up to 2 million mites feeding on dry flakes of skin. Dr. Devekar suggests washing bedding often in hot water of at least 130 degrees to kill the mites and water.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars, and today's rock star is Stuart Alexander, CEO and founder of Scenebot. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and you wore a lot of different hats in the entertainment industry and started to synthesize information, find themes, and ultimately that led to your brilliant idea. So tell me a little bit about your background.
Started as a child actor, mostly doing commercials back in Philadelphia, New York. Went to the High School for Performing Arts in Philadelphia. Thought I was going to have an acting career. Did very well. Realized I was never going to be Tom Cruise. So I taught myself to write. Ended up being a screenwriter for a while. Moved to LA to write. Directed a couple TV movies. Went into producing. Ended up marrying a casting director after I stopped acting, which is the worst thing you can do.
I know. Bad timing.
Yeah, where was she when I was acting, right? But all those things kind of came together to create these apps that we're now working on.
Yeah. Okay. So pre-SceneBot, tell me about how the industry works.
Okay. Well, for actors, it's one of the hardest things in the world to do, mm-hmm. but it's also a dream that so many people have. And when there's a dream, there's always going to be people that try to take advantage of that dream. And that's been one of the most frustrating things for me to witness through all of my paths.
Right.
I mean, when you look at the way it works, I mean, say you're an actor from, where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin. Okay, perfect. And you have this dream of doing it. Where do you start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're going to call an agent, and you're going to reach out to an agent, because you need an agent before you're going to get auditions. But to do that, there's gatekeepers. They don't want a million people reaching out to them. Otherwise, how are they going to get any of their work done?
Right.
So that leads a lot of things open to unscrupulous people to come in and take advantage of those dreams. Mm-hmm. Where there's dreams, there's always going to be people that want to prey on that.
And just all the steps, too. I mean, it's well known that typically if you want to be an actor, you've got to make the move to L.A., and then you have to go in person for the headshots. You have to go in person for the acting classes. You have to go in person right. for the auditions. There's all these steps. So you really right. came up with an idea to simplify it. How did that light bulb go off?
Well, exactly. We went to an event many, many years ago. My wife and I was a casting director, and we witnessed a lot of people paying a lot of money just for the opportunity to get seen. And it affected me. I didn't think that was right, and I wanted to create a better way that could help people that have a dream at least have a shot without costing them anything. And that was how the idea came to me. It was a simple solution that through technology and through this app, once a month you can audition. And the top auditions are cold put aside, and all the agents and managers and casting directors that are signed up with us get to watch those auditions. And it's been very successful. A lot of people are getting agents and managers and getting into see casting without never would have had the opportunity.
And the talent, they probably just get to film those auditions from their home, right?
It's all self-contained on the app. It walks you through creating a picture and resume. It walks you through getting your scene, which are called sides. Your lines are underlined. You rehearse. You practice. You record it right on your phone. Submit it. And at the end of the month, you check to see if you're put up on the site.
So you don't even have to live in L.A. You can live in Wisconsin. You can live in Texas, wherever.
Exactly.
Incredible. So you had the idea about a year ago. You guys have been around for, 5 months or so now?
We launched in July.
Yeah. Okay. So now you're part of this new world called entrepreneurship.
Exactly.
What has it been like?
It's been fascinating. I mean, we're very fortunate in that we have, there's three partners in SceneBot, and one of them is very successful in the goat cheese industry of all things.
Wow.
And he has been a champion of this idea, and he is our sole angel investor, and he's giving back to the community by allowing this app to exist and giving this opportunity to everybody to have a chance for free to get seen.
Great. So what does a typical day look like in your life now?
For me, I am one of the writers of all the 300 scripts that are up there.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go through most of the submissions that come in. We are constantly adding things. We are working on something called the Act Back Track now, where we've been in the studio with celebrity actors, having them voice the other roles in the scenes that you get. So when you log on in January and get your scene, one of 16 celebrity actors' voice will be attached that you can rehearse and record
Amazing.
Your audition
yeah.
with. There's a lot of
a lot of moving parts that you kind of have to direct and manage, right? So it's a busy day. How many hours would you say that you work every day?
Oh, it doesn't stop. I'm in bed and answering support emails. And
dreaming about support emails.
It never stops. We're lucky that we have a nice video department and we have a great technical crew, but I am the nuts and bolts daily on the site, making sure everything is running.
Totally. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Stuart Alexander, CEO and founder of SceneBot. So do you have a tip or trick for staying organized in your business?
For me, staying productive, it's just being the first one to the office. I get there by 8 a.m., I like to get everything done in the hour and a half before people show up. make sure that I have the whole day planned and I know what I'm going to do and what I need everybody else to do, and then just following through for the day.
So starting early, making a plan, following through.
Yeah, pretty much.
And obviously innovation and creativity is a huge part of what you're doing, especially since you're writing a lot of the scripts. How do you stay creative?
Again, being the first one there, that if I'm going to do my writing, it's going to be that hour and a half to 2 hours before anybody else comes in. There's, you know, you can work from your left side and the right side of your brain, and one's the creative and one is the technical, the analytical. Mm-hmm. And you can't do both at the same time. And I'm really only good creative for about 2 hours a day, so I'll try to get those hours in when nobody else is around and then move into the technical analytical side and finish off all the business side after that.
A lot of people do say that they're most creative in the morning. Yeah. I'm sure it varies for people. I'm one of those people too. Like I have to do my creative stuff in the morning and my brain's shot by the end of the day. But good point.
You can't
do it
late
at the same time. Yeah.
Back in the day when I was young, it used to be late at night, those hours when everybody was asleep. Now I'm asleep.
Everyone's different. It's good to know what works for the individual. Yeah. So how would you describe yourself as a leader?
It's funny. I started before this as a director. I directed a couple films, and it's very similar. And I remember I believe it was a high school drama teacher or guidance counselor, I forget which one, told me that the only thing that would make me happy in life was being the dictator of a small country. So I realized the only thing that you could really do then was to direct movies, because that's the same thing.
And yeah.
It kind of was.
So leadership style dictator.
Exactly.
Okay.
You don't want to micromanage. You want to give everybody the freedom to do what they want to do, but you have to know where it's going to end before you tell them to start, so it ends where you expected it to.
Okay. So would you say that you're good at delegating?
Getting better at it.
Okay. Anything that you've learned along the way on how to improve as a leader?
Just hire the right people and know they're going to do the right job. That was the first challenge.
So who's your number one mentor?
My main mentor is the main partner and investor in Scenebot. He's one of the most amazing men I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Started with two goats in his garage and turned it into a $100 million cheese empire.
Oh, my goodness.
If you're going to learn from somebody, that's the guy you want to learn from.
Oh, for sure. So a lot of people would say never work with family or friends, but you're working with two friends. How does that work?
It's been easy on the executive side, that we all have the same vision. We all have three different roles. We all fulfill those roles. I can honestly say in a year there hasn't been any issue. It's been fantastic.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. As far as hiring people, I think that hiring friends and becoming their boss, that's a difficult challenge.
So you wouldn't recommend that?
I wouldn't recommend that, but when you're on an equal footing, on an even playing field, I think that it's been
fine for me. And clear roles, which is key. Do you guys have employees?
We have some people that help us. It's more on a contractor basis. We have a video department that shoots all our videos and some editors. We did have somebody that was with us for a little while that moved cross country, but got homesick and moved back cross country.
Got it.
But
so, how do you make sure that you have the right talent on board to be helping you with your business?
Luckily, I mean, everything that the creative side needs, from writing the scripts to the talent to the casting, that has been my background. That's been something that I've been able to handle, and we're still at a level where I can handle all of it. As we grow, it's going to be finding the right people and finding, and that's going to be the next challenge, but we're not there yet.
Yeah. What are some of the tools that you guys use for marketing and getting exposure to actors? I mean, it sounds like it's really organically happening to a certain extent, but what are some of your actual efforts?
Well, our biggest challenge is letting people know that this is real.
Right.
It's everybody is so used to what's the scam, what's the catch when it comes to acting, that that's been our biggest problem is people still think that, oh, there's got to be a catch. There's got to be something.
Sounds too good to be true.
Exactly. We have been helped by a lot of young actors that have come through. My wife has been a casting director of children's programming for 15 years or 18 years. A lot of those actors have been great and gone out on social media and have come in and done interviews for us and have talked about it. It's that presence on social media and the followers that they have. I mean, we had Laura Morano, who's the star of Austin and Ally on Disney, the day we launched, was in our office and did an interview for us and posted about it on social media. And we had thousands of hits on the site an hour after we launched just from that alone.
That's huge.
Yeah, And the give back that they've done for us has been incredible.
Yeah. What's the number one lesson that you've learned so far?
The number one lesson is just keep like Dory said, just keep swimming, just keep moving forward. There's no time to take a no for an answer. There's no time to stop. You just have to keep moving. If you they say paralysis by analysis. If you try to figure everything out, you're never going to go anywhere. So it's a lot of times you don't make the right choice, but you make a choice and you move forward.
Move forward. That's the key, isn't that for sure? Thank you so much to my guest, Stuart Alexander, CEO and founder of Scenebot. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
And now, a Business Rockstars Minute. Is bootstrapping right for you? Here are three positive ways not going to the bank may be a better way to fund your startup. I'm Pat O'Brien with a Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, making money, not spending it. The fact that bootstrapped companies need a business model that'll produce cash immediately forces you to focus on how to make money rather than how to spend that. We all know how to do that. Number two, forces unconventional thinking. Not having funds to throw at problems forces you to come up with cost-effective, creative ways to solve them. Number three, builds a better instinct. When you don't have loans or venture capital money to lean on, you build a strong sense of scrappiness, which can benefit you greatly in the long run. That's important once the business is bigger and the stakes are higher. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607. 303-4607. 4607.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Employees to your vision. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars, here to help us answer that question. Taylor Freeman, he's the CEO of Upload. So first of all, let's talk about what is your vision for your company?
Sure. So I like to think about vision in terms of the why statement first. And, you know, for us, it's really learning from the past of mobile and internet and computing, and looking at how we can actually use this platform to unlock the next level of human potential, right? Looking at education, looking at training, looking at communication. So for us, the grand vision is actually making sure that as this platform shift occurs, the whole industry is focused on using this tool to actually inspire and create a better world. And so that sort of is the guiding vision. And then sort of the what and the how evolve from that. And so that's really just depends on what the market needs, you know, what the customers really need to get to the next level.
And then, of course, the values are an extension of the vision. Yeah. Give me an example of a couple of your company's values.
Yeah, sure. So one thing that's super important to us as a company is to stay neutral. And so what I mean by that is to make sure that we're not going to pick sides with Oculus or with HTC or with Sony, and that as a community and as a company, we're focused on the whole and that we're really trying to drive that forward. That's one. Another value would be a team player. I know that's, you know, very straightforward, but it's really incredibly important for the cohesion of a team. If everyone understands that they may have to step up for something that's not directly in their wheelhouse. So there are a number of these things that we kind of focus on. And, you know, I think it's incredibly important to reiterate those things all the time to the team so that they really know that those are the core things. And if people don't resonate with that, then over time, you know, you'll have your natural selection of the people that will sort of push that vision along with those values forward.
Yeah, super important that your team is on board with your vision and your values. And it starts at the hiring. So when you're looking at someone's resume, you bring them in, you interview them, obviously skill set most important. But beyond that, are you looking for certain cues as to whether or not they're going to fit in with the vision?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, the importance of skill set is on a scale over time. And so when you're starting a company, the skill set is, it's definitely important, especially depending on if you're building a certain type of product or you need a certain skill or something that's really dependent on key skills. But if you're sort of just pushing forward a mission and a vision and you have a lot of grit and tact, like that is almost more important than like one key skill in my mind. It's just people that will push it all the way through. But then as the organization grows, as you have more specialized needs, as it becomes a real process-driven organization, then you need people that are like laser-focused expert masters in one domain that obviously have the capacity to understand the whole and how it connects. So I think it really does evolve over time.
It's hard to measure vision and values in an interview.
It is.
So what do you look for to see if they're a good fit?
Totally. So we have a set of company values that we'll run people through, which, you know, in an interview, everyone sort of has a fake smile, mm-hmm. you know, even if they are super genuine, you know, they're still sort of on the spot. They want to make a great impression. Yeah. So they'll typically agree with you. Sometimes you'll notice, though, that people that really do align, they'll just have that spark and be like, oh my God, yes, this is exactly what I believe in. You know, here's multiple examples of how I've demonstrated these values in the past. And so that's interesting. And like when you're interviewing someone, it can feel kind of awkward to ask them questions that you know that you'd feel put on the spot being asked.
Yeah.
But that's really important because people that do align, it'll be natural to them. And even if it takes them a second to stop and think, you know, that's still fine as long as they really are genuine in their response. So that's one way. Also, you know, speaking to references is another kind of silly thing. You know, I get it because it does shed light on some things, but...
And what culture they were coming from, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You get some insight into that.
Yeah, and then there's a quote that I love from Plato. That's like, an hour of play is better than 1,000 hours of conversation to understand someone. And so I find that to be really interesting. So like just
working
with someone.
So did you take them out on an activity for their interview?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I'm sure that you know when you're with friends and you're going out and then that one person sort of steps up and starts planning everything and is like on top of it. Like you can sort of through simulating environments where there would be an intense sort of work environment, you can sort of see how people step up, how they react, how they solve problems.
Oh, that's genius. Love it. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Taylor Freeman. He is the CEO of Upload, answering the question, how do you align your employees to your vision? So once you've hired the right people, hopefully, you obviously have to start implementing these visions and values. So how do you go about doing that?
Sure. So a couple things that I've found to be effective are during the weekly meetings, we do every day, Monday at 10 a.m., full team meeting. We actually, at the end, we go through the values and we talk them aloud. And we also sort of look at, you know, examples of how people have lived those values, and we'll reward people that have demonstrated a successful sort of execution on one of the things.
And with so, what? Give me an example of what you'll reward them with.
So I think, for example, like surprise and delight is one of our values. And so, you know, there are folks in the organization that will come forward and out of nowhere, they'll just bring an incredible opportunity that they were never tasked to create, but like they just understood the vision of the company. They understood where we wanted to go and they manifested this opportunity. So for that, you know, cash is obviously one form of incentive. And so I think cash is important in some ways, but recognition within the community, highlighting sort of their effort as someone that really stepped up as part of the team and making that sort of a focal point so that the team has a reference point for what stepping up looks like, I think is very important. And then everyone is so driven by different motivations, right? Some people are like very far on the spectrum of cash. Some people are very far on the spectrum of just recognition and appreciation. So I think it's incredibly important to understand your employees and understand...
As individuals. Everyone's different.
Yeah, and like... Because, you know, with your friends, like, different things will incentivize them in different ways. And so understanding how to actually get someone really genuinely excited and inspired and then reward them with something that they're just so incredibly grateful for, I think that's really sort of the secret. Yeah.
Thank you so much to my guest, Taylor Freeman. He's the CEO of Upload. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free, unbiased resources.
BizTalk Radio,